A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, go ahead.
LA lady.
There you go.
Is that time of the week? You like this, Paul?
I love it. Honestly, I've seen a lot of acts in my life.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of concerts. The one guy I regret that I've never seen in concert and I would love to is Elton John.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
I loved it. When he first started in L.A.
Yeah.
I love the stories of when people first start.
I'm just saying Elton John, to me, is one of the all-time greats.
Where did Cabali get his start? At a bar in L.A. or McKeesport?
The McKeesport Daily News, correct?
No.
Where'd you start your journalism
career? The Mon Valley
career?
Independent. Let me guess.
There you go.
The Penny Saver.
The Mon Valley Independent.
The Penny Saver, and your first story was on Bob Nutting.
And the last, right? Hey, I want to know a real. I got to ask you a question before you guys came on the air. Paul came in and just the hands were flailing. He was screaming and yelling. Then he turned into normal Paul after that. I need to know what the heck.
No,
he
we're
saying.
Not going to talk about that. How about that? That was an off-air conversation.
We can't do that. I would like to take
hands were flailing.
Yeah. Well, that's every break.
That's every break. So you know, sometimes I got to vent.
I'd like to rip intern Dom before we get. Do you know him, Mark? Have you met him?
I don't know him. I never met him, but he has a
he's little.
Very high opinion of his eating capabilities.
He does have a bit of arrogance to him in a good way.
Well, that's because he went to Syracuse.
Right.
He's a Syracuse guy.
He's got the built-in Syracuse arrogance.
Right.
However, intern Dom had a hot take last night that I thought was fabulous. I think it was around 9:20. Are you jealous of intern Dom? Limits?
Why would I have any reason to be jealous of intern Dom?
That tells me yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Did you hear that, Paul? Did you hear the vitriol in his voice? He's jealous of intern Dom.
What, yes. Answer the question. What would I have to be jealous of
he
intern Dom
for? He was insulting
Dom
you back there for wearing shorts. They all think in the back room that you wear clothes that try to make you be bigger than you are.
I don't really care what the hell they say about me.
Yeah,
I really don't. That's especially intern Dom, a 19-year-old like freshman at Syracuse.
Well, why do you wear shorts?
Who couldn't even do the Wendy's challenge?
Yeah,
by the way,
and ate
he
one hot
even
dog.
Couldn't even do the Wendy's challenge.
He was like, "Oh, look
I'm
at me!"
I'm sitting here watching him eat, or Wendy. I think it was Wendy's. Oh, I can't even eat these nuggets. I'm
he
like,
thinks he can do a lot more than he can.
I ate six hot dogs at Sheetz. I'm so ready for this contest tomorrow to eat just one and wear sunglasses the whole time.
He's a Syracuse clown.
He's all for the show.
Burying the lead. Why?
Syracuse.
He's all for the show. That's what he is. He's a TV act.
Why do you wear shorts down to your ankles?
Ben's the only Syracuse guy I like.
They're not down to my ankles.
Yes, they are. Why is my?
No, they are not.
Why is the headphones crackling? Why is the mic so hot?
That I don't know.
He had a hot take last night that was unbelievable.
Unbelievably poor.
See that, Paul? Ooh. An unnecessary insult.
I liked it.
He
I
is
like
jealous.
It.
Dom,
I like...
Well, Dom likes to throw. Dom is a nice man. We are friends with each other, but we like to throw jabs
one
at
thing,
each other.
One
as
thing
well.
He was saying. One thing he was saying last night too was he was talking about how if the Penn State doesn't make
that's the hot take okay, I'm talking about.
Oh, that wasn't even the hot take I was thinking you were going
no,
to say.
As Donnie Football described it, this was downright zesty. We're all thinking, Kabali, that James Franklin is going to benefit from the increased playoff field. Intern Dom twisted that around in a rare moment of brilliance and said, what if they don't make the playoff? They have a tough schedule. They could lose to West Virginia. They could lose to USC, Wisconsin. They always lose to the good teams in the Big Ten, the best teams. What if he doesn't make the increased playoff? Would that be the end of James Franklin? Rate that hot take, gentlemen, on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm going 11, Paul.
Okay, here was my thoughts.
Yeah.
They could go 6-6, and James Franklin is going nowhere.
Really?
Yeah.
You both feel that way?
Unfortunately.
Kabali, where do you stand on that?
Well, I mean, what's he been there now, about 8, 9, 10 years?
Yeah.
Seems like anyway. Wouldn't they have made the playoff every single year under this format if
that's what everybody says. So what if in the first year of the actual format where everybody says, oh yeah, Penn State will make it, he doesn't make it again?
Well, I guess the person to ask is the Penn State guys, right? Get Chris Mack on the horn. Get I don't know who else went to Penn State around there. Somebody did. Get
well,
those guys.
They still
on
have
the
opinions
horn.
Just like us, unless somebody has inside information.
I think he's safe too. I'm with Paul.
I mean, he's got how many more years does he have on his contract? He just signed a 10-year contract.
Yeah, he signed through the decade.
I mean,
well, what does that mean in college sports? Nothing.
It does at a place like Penn State in 2021. Okay. So, in other words, starting in 22, 23, 24. So, he's got 7 years left.
Yeah.
On a $70 million contract.
Right. Penn so, State a big buyout.
Penn State is not paying $50 million.
No, one of those guys will drop $70 million.
They're not going to pay it.
He's going on a fishing trip.
They're not
going
to pay it.
I'm going to let
there's going to be massive upset in State College if they don't make a 12-team playoff.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that.
But he's not going anywhere.
I'm not so sure about that.
Here's my thing. I'm going to tell you this much, too, okay? I'm going to let people in on a little secret. I'm sure people are going to get really upset with me, especially the Staters, okay? The Nits, or whatever we're going to call them. Penn State's administration does not care that much about football. Where, you know, all they want, you know what they want? They want a sold-out stadium. They want, you know, donors keep donating, a sold-out stadium, and they get to go to a decent bowl game. If they do that every year, it doesn't matter. That's enough.
But the key phrase you just used was donators keep donating, and I think the donors will be extremely unhappy.
Donating. If we've learned anything about Penn State, it's that the fan base is very, very loyal and passionate. And even if they go, you know, 10 wins, which they will. They'll win 10 games. Because one thing James Franklin has done, he's really, really proven. The one thing he's done is that he doesn't lose games he's not supposed to lose.
Yeah, but he doesn't win games.
It doesn't matter. All you got to do to win 10 games, if Pat Narduzzi could just win the games you're supposed to win, he'd have probably 20 more wins, and nobody would be complaining about him because they'd win 8 or 9 games.
I know, but to me, the whole equation changes when you increase the playoff. I'm sorry.
And a lot of people are jumping off the fan wagon.
Okay, he's falling asleep.
Bandwagon.
The James Franklin fan wagon. He's 4-16 against Ohio State and Michigan and 3-17 against top 10
teams.
And guess what? He'll win 10 games this year, and he'll be back. So it's a stupid conversation. Next up, let's talk.
It is not.
Kabali's
you may think
here.
He'll be back, but it's not a stupid conversation.
I'm telling you, the difference between the Alabamas and the, you know, even some of the SEC schools and the Ohio States and some of these places, Texas A&Ms, is they actually do care that much about football.
Tell the fan base that at Penn State and see what they think.
That's why I laugh at them, because I think they have a sense of arrogance and entitlement. And it's like, read the room. And I'll tell you another school that's the same way. Michigan. There's a reason why Michigan was dominated by – and has really been dominated by –
They just won the national title.
Okay, they did because they got – everything fell into place. My point is they were never going to fire Jim Harbaugh. As long as he was there and they were selling 110,000 seats and everything else, they're happy. It's not the same as some of these SEC schools. It's not the same as some of these places like Texas or Texas A&M. It's not the same.
They
That's
were chanting
my point.
Fire Franklin at the Michigan game. I was there.
Kamali, where do you stand
those
on all this?
Those are fans.
You're the guest of honor
count.
Right now.
Fans don't count. I'm talking about the administration, the people that run the place. They don't care that much where they're going to fire a guy who has 10 wins. They're just not.
Mark?
They sell out the stadium. They sell all the tickets. They're the brand name because they've got 700,000 people all across this country. They're always going to get invited to good bowl games. That's enough.
That's not enough at Michigan.
It is enough at Michigan. That
no,
was part
not.
Of the problem for years and years and
Brady
years.
Brady Hoke,
years.
111. If you don't beat Ohio State, that's a problem at Michigan. That's a big, 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 big problem.
What?
Not beating Ohio State.
Right. It's a bigger problem at Ohio State if you don't meet Michigan.
Intern Dom also said last night that Arch Manning will be the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2026. Care to comment on that, Mark?
There you go, Mark. You're in the conversation now. Arch Manning
you
in 26.
Am I still here?
You awake?
Well, you know what? This whole conversation, I will pull this up and see if you can hear this. This is what I think about it. Mike Tomlin talking.
I don't know, and I don't care.
That's good stuff.
It was a joke.
Mark, I apologize. We got a little out of control there. What's going to happen with Ayuk?
Oh, that's a good question, right? Honestly, I don't think anything's going to happen right now.
He stinks.
I think it's all in the 49ers court, to be honest with you. I mean, why would you get rid of him right now? At what, $14 million if you're not going to make your team instantly better? So the only way you make your team instantly better is you trade player for player, right? Player for player trades don't really happen a ton in the NFL.
So
right
a first-round pick from the Steelers wouldn't do it is what you're saying.
I don't think that would interest them right now. They would want something to help them this year. And what do the Steelers have, I mean, just hypothetically speaking, to offer them to make them better. I mean,
Alex Highsmith? I mean,
I don't think that would happen. I don't think they would go that route, but he is the one guy that would be any sort of interest, a pass rusher that they need, maybe throw a Dan Moore in there because their offensive line, their tackles aren't very good. Maybe you go that route. I don't like that route. I don't think they would do that route. But beyond that, the Steelers don't have anything to give him, and the 49ers are not incentivized to move him at a cheap price this year and a cheap price next year just to hurt their chances of winning a Super Bowl this year.
Well, again,
a Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I mean, here's my question. When we have this conversation, there's just, I have to see the Steelers pay a receiver $30 million before I believe it happens. I just don't think that's a position they prioritize like that, where they're going to pay him that much money. I could be wrong, but Mark, you're around there a lot more than me.
I mean, well, all can go on is past history, and obviously they've only had a handful of guys that had second contracts, right? Receiver position-wise, I believe what it was, Hines, Antonio, and, Deontay Johnson. So other than that, but that's a whole different regime. That's the only thing that's the wild card in all of this. You can always say, okay, this is how they did it in the past, but that past is not really relevant to the now and future regime of the Steelers. We don't know how they're going to go about it. So maybe they do value it a little bit more. Maybe Kevin Colbert didn't value it. Maybe Omar Khan doesn't. There has not been a big enough span of Omar Khan leading the front office in this charge of free agency and how to build a team for us to definitively say that they're not going to pay a guy $30 million. So that's what makes it a little bit interesting. We just don't know his thoughts. We think we might know, but $30 million is a lot of money. But if $30 million puts you in a very good position of being a top three or four team in the AFC this year, that'd be crazy, I think, not to do that. But, you know, you have to have two willing sides. So three willing sides in this, a guy to sign and then a guy to trade you and a guy who wants to trade for you. So
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Incidentally, Dr. Cabali, I think you just mentioned Antonio Brown. Do you think he belongs in the Steelers Hall of Honor and in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And part B is, do you think he'll find his way to either or both?
Well, I think, yeah. I think, first of all, yes, he deserves it. I mean, he had that 5-6 year span like no other. But, I mean, I can understand why they're not wouldn't do it. I think eventually maybe he would get in. It's not going to be anytime soon.
Which one are you talking about, the Hall of Honor or the Hall of Fame?
Both of them. Both of them.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
A Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to be a while, but I think he deserves to be in it. Steelers Hall of Honor, I think he deserves to be in it, but there's a lot of people deserve it. I mean, Joey Porter's not even in the Steelers Hall of Honor. So I think it's just too fresh and too out there for them to bring him back. I mean, you look at James Harrison, when he left on a bad taste too, but it didn't take long for him to get back in the good graces of the organization. I'm not quite sure if Antonio Brown's willing to take that step yet, but he's number-wise, what he meant to the team, his talent, he deserves the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Honor. But it's going to be, you know, I think we all three will be retired by the time that happens.
You really think it'll take that long?
Yeah. You got some curmudgeons on the Hall of Fame board that's not going to allow that to happen, right?
I thought Ron was retired.
Well, aren't you allowed to still vote?
Well, no,
I don't think he votes Pro Football.
Let me clarify.
Honestly.
How long? Maybe I was confused. How long do you think before he's in the Hall of Honor?
Probably the
Steelers.
Maybe
you think it'll be that long? The Steelers will. Yeah.
Do you think he flies into the ceremony on a helicopter? What's the best?
It might be a drone now because he can't afford it, right?
What's the best training camp entrance since you've been covering the Steelers?
Well, I, you know what? That helicopter one was one that surprised a bunch of Steeler players, and they're like, "What's going on?" And it was almost a lot of them had this look of disgust, like, "Really? This guy's really doing this type of situation?" So that's the best. You know, one that's very underrated was Vince Williams. He showed up one day in a truck, dressed like Stone Cold Steve Austin, blaring the Steve Austin wrestling music. And nobody paid attention to him because somebody else of higher importance was talking at the time. I felt bad for him, but I thought that was very unique.
Who was that?
Vince Williams.
Because didn't he show up one time in like a huge truck or something? Didn't he have something weird?
You know, I think he showed up in the old semi truck.
Yeah.
A trailer. Not with the back on, but just the front. It's been 15 years that all the offensive linemen showed up in Mini Coopers, driving down 30 with 15 Mini Coopers. I think that was 2010. That was interesting.
So, you know, this is how many of the training camps have you, will this be for you? What number will this be? Like 30, 31?
20, 20, 21, 22, something like that.
How has it changed from, say, your first one that you covered till now?
Well, first one I covered, there was, you know, two practices. A practice in the morning and practice in the afternoon.
That's what I mean. All the changes, it's amazing, including the fact that you're not even in the dorms, right?
No. Ever since COVID, we got evicted, so we're not allowed in there. We're not allowed around a lot of places right now. The access, I mean, even talking to some of the older guys where, you know, it's just crazy to me to think of, you know, some of the stories they would tell where you go up to the PR guy and say, "I would like to talk to Jack Lambert." And they're like, "Okay, he's in room 27. You go and knock on his door. Imagine that. Imagine the nerve of you to go knock on Jack Lambert's door after like a practice. Say, "Jack, got a minute?" Man, that's a different era.
Yeah, I mean, you could back then. Do you remember the last day of camp one year when Gertie left with doggy bags filled with steak and lobster?
He used to put lunch meat in them too. I know that. He used to put lunch meat. They found him for lunch meat.
Did that act end the steak and lobster for the media on the last day? The doggy bag incident?
It could have. I mean, I usually don't go to dinner because that's another thing to change. Our deadlines would be moved up a lot, so you couldn't really hit the lunch buffet, as they would say it. So the great late Norm Vargo, who I worked with in McKeesport, all the surf and turf, even if there wasn't surf and turf, he would order the steak and the lobster to make his own surf and turf.
Paul, may I engage Dr. Cabali in a game of free association?
Yes.
Who's going to be the breakout player at camp that we don't know much about, the rest of us, but you do? An unfamiliar name.
Wow, unfamiliar name. Maybe a guy like put himself in a position to at least have an opportunity to do that would be, I would say, nickelback Josiah Scott. He played, I believe, the Eagles a couple years ago. That's just a position that's open. I know this isn't – are we doing the old association here, Joe? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, and you've gone on too long.
Josiah Scott.
He's like Gormley.
Gormley the Owl went on forever on this thing, even after a warning.
I wasn't paying attention. So if I said Josiah Scott, nobody knows who he is. So
that's the whole point. Operate. Yeah, nobody knows who he is. Cam Hayward, does he get a new contract here?
Yes.
Freiermuth?
Yes.
Anybody else get a new contract during camp?
No.
Justin Fields touches per game this season, you know, assuming he's not the quarterback, over under 4.5?
Under.
Over under 1.5.
Under.
What?
Barring injury, right?
Yeah. He's not going to touch the ball at all.
I don't. Until I see it, I don't believe it. I haven't seen anything that would suggest that right now.
Don't you think they're compromising their best chance to win games by keeping a game-breaking player on the sidelines without ever touching the ball?
Am I allowed to elaborate on this one?
No. Yes, of course.
No, because I think Russell Wilson is pretty good in situations in the goal line and in the red zone, and you don't want to turn the ball over there, and that's the biggest issue with Fields and the biggest thing the Steelers want to avoid this year is critical turnovers with a team with a defense like that and a running game like that.
All right. Let me finish with some over-unders from Vegas that I found very interesting. If I were a betting man, perhaps Paul is a betting man, I don't know, I'd be all over this. George Pickens over-under touchdowns is 5.5. What am I missing?
Yeah, well, it's what they're missing. the number two receiver. I guess they're assuming that George is going to get double-teamed, but I would probably go over there.
George Pickens over-under receiving yards, 1,500. Over-under.
I think I'd go under.
George Pickens catches Vegas over-under is 65.5.
Darn close. Maybe he's tad over.
Deontay Johnson out in Carolina has the same over and under for catches. Does he go over 65.5?
Yeah.
Does he go over 800.5 yards?
Yep.
Does he go over 4.5 touchdowns?
Probably no.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali. I have no further questions.
All right.
As, sorry we got distracted at the beginning
there. Say, I really enjoyed listening to you argue in the first 10 minutes while I took a nap.
Paul apologizes. Don't you, Paul?
No.
See you, Mark.
All right, see you guys.
I blamed that one on City Limits. He got me rolling with the whole Penn State thing. That's how it started.
Yeah, that was Intern Dom's hot take.
Intern Dom's, actually.
Yeah, blame Intern Dom.
Yes, that was the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think it was a good hot take.
I received a lot of feedback on the text line and my own personal text line about that conversation from Penn State people saying, no, not good enough if that's what happens in James Franklin.
That's what I'm saying.
But
the stuff is going to finally
it's
hit.
It's no different than Pitt fans who really believe that the period between 1975 to 1983 is the rule and not the exception for Pitt.
Thank you.
Wait, what's comparable to that? Penn State fans believing what? That they're an actual national
Penn
program?
Penn State fans believing that they're at the same level as like Ohio State and Alabama and this. They're not, because their administration doesn't value it the same way.
I also received another response. Alabama, like Tom,
wait, they're paying a coach a comparable salary to those people.
That's right.
So in what way don't they value
because they're not going to do some of the cutthroat things that you see some of these other schools do that really want to try and win. In fact, they've been complaining about their NIL, for instance, their NIL coalition, how much money they actually have versus some of these other programs.
Yeah,
the bottom line is, and I'm not saying that obviously they want to win and they want to have a good program, and if they want a national title, which they have the resources to do. My point is, it is not, the winning the national title is not the sole reason, you know, purpose for, you know what I'm saying? Whereas some of these other places, listen, if this Ryan Day doesn't get it done this year, it won't shock me if they fire him. And he's like 85-5 or something. It won't shock me if they fire him there. It's just how it is. It's like, listen, we've given you all this money and you ain't getting it done.
But in terms of the fan base, which is already mixed, on James Franklin, the temperature goes way up.
No question.
Dom is right about that.
I have a lot of family members.
If he doesn't make a 12-team playoff.
I have a lot of family members who are big-time Penn State people.
Me too.
Some who are actually, you know, donors and everything else. I know what you're saying, and you're right. There's a lot of unrest in that fan base, but I'm telling you, it's mostly from the fan base. The people that run that university, they're not – they're happy. They've got a program. Listen – they're happy they've got a program that, you know, wins 10 games or more every year, sells out pretty much every single game, is on national TV every single week. The kids graduate. For the most part, they don't get into trouble. They put guys in the NFL. I mean, that at the end of the day, that's kind of what they look at and say, all right, well, why are we supposed to be upset here? Because they didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, but they are paying a guy an awful lot of money out there at Penn State. Well, they have nationally competitive recruiting classes.
Absolutely.
But yeah, if the question is, are they going to get rid of this guy if he doesn't make the playoffs?
That's all I'm saying.
I still think that's an open question. If enough donor, how much does Franklin make? $8.5 million a year. All right. Now that's right on the verge of the top 10.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.